Welcome back to the pregame lineup card and another edition of Just the Artifacts. Earlier this season, we introduced you to Kevin Kemetmuller, who had the Greg Gagne autographed ticket stub from the game in 1986, where Gags hit two inside the park home runs. Well, over a decade ago, Kevin hit it out of the park with a phenomenal concept, which led to a very unique bit of memorabilia.
Earlier on, I had been sending letters to former ballplayers, and I'd ask them a question of some event or what they remember about a certain ballpark. And I started getting these letters back and looking at them. Man, this is really neat. I should have more of these questions expanded and have them write it on a baseball.
Kevin was able to get the ball rolling on this idea thanks to a Christmas present he had received.
My mom gave me one of those at-a-day calendars for Christmas of baseball events. I have it sitting on my desk every day at work. I was trying to figure out a really cool way to start this because I was drawing a blank. I didn't know how to ask a former ball player or a manager or umpire, whoever, or how to go about it. So one day, about 2 weeks after I started thinking about this, the calendar said it had who was the only player to hit pinch hit for Ted Williams, and it was Carol Hardy. And I thought, you know, this would be a great way to start the story ball.
So he reached out to Hardy, who provided Kemetmuller with a splendid start to the collection.
He responded with a really cool baseball, talking about how Ted Williams fouled a pitch off his leg and was kind of hurt, so the umpire looked at him and said, Hardy, grab a bat. And that's how he ended up being the only player to pinch hit for Ted Williams. So once I had that, I had an example and thought, you know what, I'm going to look at some interesting events in baseball history.
Such as the game when a royal claimed the crown for being the wildest animal in the Bronx Zoo.
So I sent a baseball to the umpire, Tim McClellan, who was the home plate umpire of the Pine Tar game when George Brett got called out and went bananas as a result. Tim McClellan replied back, and what he wrote on the baseball was, George Brett hit a home run in the top of the ninth with one on to take the lead 5-4. As he was rounding the bases, Billy Martin came out and said, you have to call him out, pal. He has too much pine tar. Our sight line is the trademark of the bat, which is about 18 inches, which is the rule. We measured it on home plate because it is 17 inches across. He had at least 8 inches more, so I pointed the bat, called him out, and he charged like a madman. The call was reversed 4 days later, and the Royals won.
And he wrote to Tom House, who will forever be linked to that night, April 8th, 1974 in Atlanta, when Hank Aaron blasted number 715 to pass Babe Ruth.
He replied back with a pretty neat response. Basically, he talked about how the bullpen guys broke bullpen area into 10-yard spaces. They had to respect each other's space. What he wrote was, the ball was hit to me right under a Bank of America, think of it as money credit card sign. We had designated 10-yard spaces that were to be respected. The catch got me into the Hall of Fame. I would never have gotten there otherwise. Henry said, thanks, kid, when I gave him the ball. He was hugging his mother and both had tears in their eyes. This was the greatest moment of my playing career.
Those are just some of the incredible stories that have been documented in this ingenious way for Kevin. Next week, we'll hear of his call ball collection on Just the Artifacts. Corey gets the story on Game 1 versus Kansas City from Paul Molitor. Next, right here on your home for Twins Baseball.